Hachette Audio presents Alex Cross Run, written by James Patterson, read by Michael Boatman and Stephen Boyer.
Prologue. Die young and leave a beautiful corpse. 1. It's not every day that I get a naked girl answering the door I knock on. Don't get me wrong, with 20 years of law enforcement under my belt, it's happened. Just not that often. "Are you the waiters?" this girl asked. There was a bright but empty look in her eyes that said ecstasy to me, and I could smell weed from inside. The music was thumping, too, the kind of relentless techno that would make me want to slit my wrists if I had to listen to it for long. "No, we're not the waiters," I told her, showing my badge. "Metro Police, and you need to put something on right now." She wasn't even fazed. "There were supposed to be waiters," she said to no one in particular. It made me sad and disgusted at the same time. This girl didn't look like she was even out of high school yet, and the men we were here to arrest were old enough to be her father. "Check her clothes before she puts them on," I told one of the female officers on the entry team. Besides myself, there were 5 uniformed cops, a rep from Youth and Family Services, 3 detectives from the prostitution unit, and 3 more from Second District, including my friend, John Sampson. Second District is Georgetown, not the usual stomping grounds for the prostitution unit. The white brick N Street townhouse where we'd arrived was typical for the neighborhood, probably worth somewhere north of $5 million. It was a rental property, paid 6 months in advance by proxy, but the paper trail...